vehicle to give live reports over the radio while chasing the storm. One night, the storm was extremely turbulent. Our listening audience was larger than ever as I gave my live report, sounding as if I were on the front lines of a war zone. The following day, a newspaper honored our station with a nice article about the professional job we did on weather coverage. But what no one knew was that all of those professional storm reports were called in from the safety of my back patio as I ad-libbed a little better with each fresh glass of bourbon and cola. Periodically, I worked as a broadcast journalist and reported many news stories on location. I regularly drank on the job and was frequently loaded when calls came in about alcohol-related automobile accidents. There I was, with microphone in one hand and flask in the other, as I jumped into the news van and rushed to the scene of an accident, just as drunk, or more so, than the one who caused it. It was inevitable that I would one day become the news, rather than just report it, by causing a serious accident as a result of my drinking. I had experienced run-ins with the law several times for not paying fines, public intoxication, fighting, and driving while intoxicated. But nothing could compare with the time the police asked me to come downtown for questioning concerning a murder. I had been drinking the night before and had gotten involved in a dangerous incident. I knew I hadn't committed a murder, but here I was being considered a prime suspect. An hour or two into questioning, it was determined that I had not committed the crime, and I